With SOA News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is letting the Trump administration cut nearly $800 million in health research funding in its anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion push. The ruling was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's liberals in dissenting. The court joined the Trump administration in saying the funds would promote gender ideology extremism. Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, has passed away. He was 89.
Dr. Dobson was a pillar of the evangelical community for decades and one of the best-known Christian broadcasters of all time. He was also an advisor to presidents, a best-selling author, and a trained psychologist. Gary Bauer of the James Dobson Family Institute says, quote, Dr. Dobson was a pioneer, a man of deep conviction whose voice shaped the way generations view family, faith, and culture, unquote. George Williams reporting.
The U.S. and European Union have announced some details of their trade deal, including tariff rates, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to a joint statement from both sides, the U.S.-EU trade deal imposes a 15% import tax on most European goods exported to the U.S., and those goods will include pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. That's noteworthy because President Trump had threatened tariffs on those industries as high as 250%. The trade document is a first step as the two sides continue talks about wine, spirits, and steel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Villanova University's president says reports of a campus shooter that sent students scrambling was a cruel hoax. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 152 points, the Nasdaq dropping 72. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are concerned about AI, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In fact, a lot of Americans are worried about the ways in which artificial intelligence may change society, and some believers have decided to get together and talk about it. Colorado Christian University, the Christian Post, and the company Glue AI will host a conference in October to consider how believers should deal with the new technology. The organizers say they're looking for, quote, strategies to responsibly integrate AI within a faith-informed framework. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is stepping down to join the Trump administration as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democratic President Joe Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in his home state. This is SRN News. The country of Uganda says it has conditionally agreed to a deal with the United States to take in deported migrants. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Karen Chamas reporting from London.
Uganda has said that it has agreed a deal with the United States to take deported migrants on condition that the deportees should not have criminal records and not be unaccompanied minors. Uganda also expressed a preference that those brought into the country should be of African nationalities. According to CBS News, which cited U.S. government documents, the Trump administration had reportedly reached agreements with Uganda and Honduras to accept deportees as part of a broader effort to persuade countries worldwide to assist in its crackdown on illegal immigration. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.